This is Brian Cambria with the KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, December 16, 2013. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that one man was killed after an hours-long standoff with police and SWAT team officers on Orchard Mesa Saturday afternoon. The man was reportedly wielding a rifle and refused to come out of his home in the area of C Road between 32 and 32 and a half roads. Shots were fired and the man was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. Grand Junction police confirmed the man was shot by law enforcement. The Grand Junction Police Department is currently investigating the incident, which involved Mesa County Sheriff's officers. In another police shooting incident over the weekend, the Denver Post reports a man was shot by police Sunday after he pointed a shotgun at officers during a 40-minute standoff outside a home in Aurora. The suspect's condition, identity, and the name of the hospital where he was admitted were not disclosed by police, who did say he is expected to survive. Oil and gas company Encana is suspending drilling in the Piance Basin of western Colorado for 2014. As the Daily Sentinel reports, Encana recently announced it was laying off 20% of its employees across the company and refocusing its efforts on drilling in more oil-rich areas. Encana spokesman Doug Hawk says one of those areas includes the Denver-Julesburg Basin along the Front Range. Hawk told KVNF the company is, quote, taking a break from drilling on the western slope next year, but that Encana will be pursuing more new wells in the region in the years to come. The drilling suspension only affects the company's plans for new wells. Encana currently operates over 3,000 wells throughout the Piance Basin, which will continue to operate next year. According to the Daily Sentinel, gas prices dropped sharply in 2008, leading to a major reduction in drilling in western Colorado. Around 74 drilling rigs were operating in Garfield County alone that year. That number is now down to about 12, with seven of those operated by WPX Energy. WPX expects to spend $400 million locally in 2013 as it drills about 200 wells for this year. Spokesman Susan Avalar said the company won't be announcing its 2014 budget for the Piance Basin and other areas until later in February, so it's too soon to say what local activity will be next year for that company. Recent storms in the northern San Juans region have produced higher than average snowfall and could lead to increased avalanche threats throughout the winter. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center told the Watch newspaper that last month's storms have produced a number of weak and potentially unstable snow slabs. Josh Hirschberg with the CAIC said mountain regions have already seen more avalanches than usual this season. This year's avalanche danger is particularly unique as new layers of heavy snow have fallen on top of older layers, making for weak conditions and slabs that might look safe but are actually unstable. A community forum on avalanche awareness for residents of the northwestern San Juans region is being held at Rebecca Hall in Telluride tonight. The forum is part of a series of Monday night events put on by the San Juan Field School. Speakers will include authorities from the Telluride Ski Patrol, U.S. Forest Service, and local search and rescue crews. A massive boulder in a rock slide crushed a house Thursday afternoon in the southern Utah town of Rockville, killing two people who were inside their home when the slide occurred. The families on each side of the destroyed house were forced to evacuate for safety reasons and have yet to return to their homes pending evaluation of the cliff's stability. Authorities likely will not remove the boulder, and most of the couple's personal belongings will not be retrieved from the home because of the size of the slide. The police chief of nearby Springdale said heavy snowfall and low temperatures were to blame for the slide, saying this year has produced the most snow in Rockville in a century. Rockville is just outside Zion National Park in southwest Utah an area that sees little snow due to its proximity to the Mojave Desert. Yesterday, Governor John Hickenlooper visited 17-year-old Claire Davis, who was critically wounded during a shooting at the Arapaho High School along the Front Range on Friday. As the Denver Post reports, Hickenlooper spoke with CBS's Face the Nation and expressed his sympathies for Davis and her family and asked residents to keep the family in their thoughts and prayers. The shooter, 18-year-old Carl Pearson, reportedly entered the school with a shotgun looking for a particular teacher with whom he'd had a previous dispute. According to the Post, that teacher was also the school librarian and head of the school's debate team. Pearson had reportedly been disciplined by the teacher before. Pearson's friends, meanwhile, described him as a smart, funny, and intelligent person, but also one who didn't like being corrected. Pearson reportedly bought the shotgun used in the shooting on December 6th and bought ammunition Friday morning. Before killing himself, Pearson also lit a Molotov cocktail inside the school's library. Governor Hickenlooper has praised the rapid response of officers at the scene, saying the incident could have been much worse. As of Sunday evening, Claire Davis had fallen into a coma and her condition was reported to be critical. The principal at Arapaho High School in Littleton has announced classes will be canceled through the new year until after winter break. Friday's shooting is sure to renew debate over gun policy in Colorado. That debate has been particularly vivid along the Front Range, where two Democratic lawmakers were recently recalled from their offices for their support of stricter gun laws. Evie Hudak, who was also targeted for a recall election but recently decided to step down instead. Democrat Rachel Zinziger was sworn into the state Senate as her replacement on Friday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Zinziger is the third new member sworn into the Senate this fall. Two Democrats have already been recalled and replaced with Republicans. Zinziger says she wants to focus on economic development and education, adding that her background will allow her to work across the aisle.
I was nominated by my peers on city council who are mostly conservative Republicans to be their mayor pro tem. And I think that's because I really try to demonstrate that collaborative spirit.
A handful of Republicans also attended the swearing-in ceremony. Minority Leader Bill Cabman thanked Hudak for her service and urged Zinziger to build relationships with his party. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And finally this morning, the legalization of marijuana in Colorado has created a situation where youths between 18 and 21 could find themselves between a rock and a hard place, or rather, between a stone and a juvenile assessment center. As the Denver Post reports, people under 18 caught with an ounce or less of pot are never jailed and instead are sent to the city and county's juvenile assessment center. People older than 21 prosecuted under the city's marijuana offenses, such as public smoking or displaying weed on the 16th Street Mall, are given small fines that begin at $150. But people between 18 and 21 caught possessing less than an ounce of marijuana can be prosecuted with up to a year in jail or face fines of up to $999. Assistant Denver City Attorney David Broadwell said that rarely occurs, however. The Denver City Council continues to approve rules and regulations on marijuana in preparation for the January 1st rollout of the recreational pot industry and has decided to address this issue as well. Today, the council will have a public hearing and will vote on whether to decriminalize marijuana possession for people between 18 and 21. According to the Post, the council will also vote on another bill that would prohibit the display, consumption, distribution, or growing of marijuana on any city-owned property, including streets and sidewalks, within 1,000 feet of any public or private school. Thus concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria. Good day.